Here we are, Friday afternoon. It's Car Free Radio with your host, Car Free Brad, right here on carfreebrad.com. It's Friday. We're going to call it 4:10. So if anybody's following along or followed along in our little contest, I'm going to go on to the Freight Farms Kickstarter page and check who makes that donation from, we'll call it 4:10 to 4:40. I would love to do an hour show, but let's be honest. My day is a mess. Freight Farms has taken over my life, which I'm happy about. And I'm supposed to do something special for the girlfriend for Christmas tonight, which means I have to find a way to eat, figure out what in the world we're going to do, and get her there. Luckily, she's out for a run right now, giving me an opportunity to actually record this. But you'll have to excuse me, or you don't have to, but I'd appreciate it if you did. The fact that I am actually eating a bowl of cereal while creating this podcast. And you know what? I'm not going to cut it out. I'm not even going to edit it down. You know what? Because Car Free Brad is all real, baby. No BS here for you. All right, we got a lot to get into today. It's the holidays. Everything's crazy. A lot of people are home enjoying their enjoying the home life, enjoying the family, all that nonsense. I actually just got back from Walmart. The goal was to actually get a another microphone that I could plug into my computer so I could get some actual audio and do this right. But you know what? The MacBook has a pretty good mic, so I'm just going to roll with it. You know, they won't let me in the studio at school. The streaming studio is shut down like the rest of the university. So, you know, I thought I'd remedy that. But they didn't have it at Walmart, and I had to pick up a few things. And it was a complete zoo. Not as bad as I expected, but pretty terrible place to be on the 23rd of December at, 3:34. So anyway, like I said, lots to get into. I don't know if anybody saw it. I finally discovered my true car-free peoples the other day. And a few other things to get into, such as my freak out earlier this week over the impending winter and what has turned out to be not so much yet. We'll be back in just a minute. On Car Free Radio, it's carfreebrad.com special holiday edition here, December 23rd, and we're running the Freight Farms Beers with Brad contest. Anybody that that ponies up and donates within the 4:10 to 4:40 window will actually be invited to the Bikes and Beers Car Free Radio session next Friday afternoon. So, hopefully you're donating right now to get us over the top and make Freight Farms a reality. But if not, you know, too late anyway. This happened already, and I don't know when I'm actually posting this. Car Free Radio with your host, Car Free Brad. All right, we're back. It's Car Free Radio with your host, Car Free Brad. And we're streaming this podcast on carfreebrad.com. It's the holiday. I'm busy. I'm eating a bowl of cereal. Just loving life, really. Just threw out there on Facebook that the Bikes and Beers Friday afternoon grand prize special has been launched. So whoever's lucky enough to be donating and actually following Car Free Radio, they could come into the studio next Friday or the Friday after that, whatever works. Really, I'm flexible. And do some beers, talk some bike stuff with Car Free Brad, and be on Car Free Radio. I think it's going to be fun. It's pretty cool. So that's what we got going on. Right now, first I'm going to jump into the whole Freight Farms thing for those of you that don't know what the hell it is and how it all works. I forget sometimes that I'm so deep into it that a lot of the technology and things that go into this project, you know, aren't common knowledge. They're not what everyone talks, you know. When I first got into it, I didn't know what the hell half the stuff was. So I'll break it down for you. Freight Farms are recycled shipping containers that allow anyone to grow food anywhere. It seems pretty plain and simple. Basically what it is we've designed a way to reclaim a shipping container, seal it up so it's a controlled growing environment. So inside of the shipping container, the humidity, the temperature, all these things are controlled. And we use hydroponic growing system and a hydroponic growing design on the interior. Hydroponics, simply growing without water. It's water and nutrient film solution that recirculates to give the plants everything they need. That's water, oxygen, and a variety of nutrients. Those nutrients are really pretty simple. Nitrates, phosphates, and a few other trace nutrients that they need for certain qualities. Bang, done, easy. What we also done is tie in a digital monitoring and networking system to allow all the systems to be digitally monitored and networked to cut out some of the steep learning curve that might be involved. Although, someone who started hydroponics with no background and no knowledge of it, it's actually pretty easy to do. It just takes a little bit of effort. So that's awesome. So that's what's going on right there. We're on Kickstarter. We're going to fund the prototype proof of concept that we're going to build at Clark University. And it's going to be awesome. So absolutely you need to get involved. Go on, get there however you want. Check it. It's on carfreebrad.com. You can go to freightfarms.com. Go to Kickstarter today. If you hear this Friday, the 23rd, we are the project of the day on Kickstarter.com, which is awesome. We appreciate that. So, like I've said a million times already in the last 6 minutes, anybody that donates today, between call it 4:10 and 4:40, that half hour, hell, we'll say anybody between 4:10 and 5 that actually wants to. If you donate, you could be eligible to hang out with me. I know that's not really a great prize, but we're going to do bikes and beers next Friday or the Friday after. Like I said, I'm flexible in the studio. We'll record the session. We'll drink some beers. We'll talk bike issues. Or just talk about bikes in general. Or talk about whatever you want. We'll talk about Freight Farms. I'll do that for days. So make sure you hop in there, check it out, all that jazz. I'm not going to bother you anymore to donate. But if you miss the window, donate anyway and tell me you want to come in for bikes and beers. And we can actually work something out. I'll get crazy flexible on it. You won't win the actual prize, but we'll talk about it. So anyway, I'm going to hit you back in another minute with the next topic choice. But also, if you want to hear anything, there's any topics you feel like need to be addressed via Car Free Radio, let me know. You can comment on carfreebrad.com. Hit me up on Twitter at carfreebrad. Anywhere. Facebook is there as well. Carfreebrad.com has its own fan page or whatever it is. So let me know what you want me to talk about, what you want to talk about. You can call in. I'll figure out a way to make that happen. Much easier once I'm back in the studio, but we can do it. So let me know. This is Car Free Radio. I'm your host, Car Free Brad, and carfreebrad.com. All right, we're back. Car Free Radio, Car Free Brad, and carfreebrad.com. It's Friday, the Friday before Thanksgiving. It's Friday before Christmas. Huge holiday. Everybody's probably at home getting geared up. Either that or drinking or wrapping presents and drinking or just drinking. It's any combination really, really is acceptable. And I'll say it right now, it's condoned by Car Free Radio. Be at home. Be with the family. Be with friends. Have some drinks. Have some laughs. Wrap some gifts. It's all good. Have fun with it. Hopefully everyone's there relaxing and whatnot. But I did want to touch on what happened earlier this week. I actually had lunch. I wrote a post about it, but I want to reiterate. Wrote a post about my true car-free people. It was an interesting experience. I met my parents for lunch at Via, the Italian Table, in Worcester on Shrewsbury Street, right down the street from where this is being recorded. Lovely place. I haven't been there a whole lot of times, but the chop house wasn't open for lunch, so next best thing, hit Via. Really good Italian food, great place, good service, all that jazz. You got valet parking. Ample parking at that. So I roll up and on my bike, obviously, and I kind of circle around. I was like, there's really like a no good place to like. There's no real like safe, like a little bit off the beaten path, like telephone pole or anything like that I could lock my bike to. There's obviously no rack. I would have found the rack.
And, you know, just nowhere good, nowhere, you know, like no good fence that, you know, wouldn't, you know, be against the rules. So I looped around a few times, and it wasn't until I, between two cars, a bush and a fence, I saw what it looked like a bike. And I was like, yeah, maybe that's, you know, maybe that's a rack. Snuck back there behind, you know, between two dumpsters and over by a big air conditioner. What do you know? Five or six bikes. Awesome. All locked up. Then I realized where it was, behind the restaurant, between the dumpsters, right by the kitchen entrance. I was like, huh, not exactly the most convenient place, or I'll say, you know, if it was a little bit warmer, probably wouldn't smell that nice. But what the hell? I was happy to lock my bike up there. The kitchen door was open. The wait staff cruising by, more than happy to accommodate. If I could find a place, I could lock it there, which is great. So had a nice, safe place for my bike. I knew it would be safe and would be okay locked up there because there's five other locked up bikes, people that work there. It was just struck me as odd that, not even odd. I mean, it's a known fact that there's a whole population of people that live car free, and guess what? It's not a big deal. It's just the way. And it's not the way because of it's the way I live. It's the way as in that's the only mode of transportation that is financially viable. Not a problem, not an issue. It just was a little strange that those people don't have anywhere to really put their bike. I mean, these bikes were all locked up like on the bolted on handles of this big like air conditioning type generator unit. I don't even know if it was an air conditioner or generator, whatever it was, the thing was huge. And they're, you know, locked to the pipes, the gas pipes and the water pipes that are sticking out the side of the building in the back by the door and the dumpster. It just seemed a little strange to me that they don't have a bike rack. Because you know these people, I mean, they that are riding their bikes there, this car free population, that's how they are getting to work. It's not, you know, oh, it's a nice summer day. It's a nice spring day. It was the second day or the first day. It was the first day of winter officially. If they had another way to go, they were going to go that way. You know, if they would take the bus or whatever, you know, I know a lot of them with the bus system and the public transit around Worcester, you need to bring your bike as well. I mean, Worcester's actually all right with that. A lot of the buses do have, and most of the buses, I believe, have the bike racks in front so you can rack it up. On the bus, take the bus as far as you can, or if you can catch the bus, take it. But the whole thing just struck me as strange, and you know, it reminded me that what I'm doing isn't that special. I felt like that should be the lesson for Car Free Radio today. It's Christmas weekend, everybody's home having a great time. I'm not a big sensitive guy. I try not to consider myself a real deep thinker because I find it a little pretentious to say, oh, I'm a real deep thinker. You know, I'm not, just a regular guy. But, you know, I should recognize the fact that what I'm doing is not that outstanding. You know, I got rid of my car, I ride a bike everywhere, you know. Big whoop. There are hundreds of thousands of people that do that every day, have for a long time, will continue to do so for years. They do it, you know, maybe, you know, some, there are kids now that are growing up that's how they're going to get around. And you know what? It's not a big proclamation of independence or a movement to them. It's just a way to live. And then there are also, you know, millions and millions of Europeans and whatnot and probably Canadians that's just the way they live. But that's an aside that I won't even get into. I mean, there's a population right here in the U.S., right here in my car-free backyard that deserve a little recognition. I'm sure I've ranted and raved about a number of them, because I'm sure they also make up a large population of those bike riders that ride on the sidewalk, maybe go the wrong way down the street, aren't wearing a helmet, have no lights, wearing all black in the middle of the night. You know, all those things that I hate to see just because it makes drivers pissed, and then they in turn get mad at me when I'm trying to follow the traffic signals and all that. But those differences aside, you know what? I salute them. They're the movement, and you really can't blame – I'm not going to blame them for riding on the sidewalks, you know, not having helmets, lights, all that. You want to know why? Because there's no infrastructure for it. There's no structure for it at all, especially in Worcester. Where are the bike lanes? Where is the, I mean, I don't want to say education because it sounds just, I don't know, it sounds so strange to say. But where's the, you know, awareness effort saying, hey, cool, bike, here are lanes. By the way, you also need to follow the rules. You need to have a light if you're going to ride around at midnight and wear all black. Same way they say, hey, you want to drive? Cool. Here are lanes. Here are signals. There are rules you need to follow. Oh, by the way, if it's nighttime, you got to have lights on your car. I don't know why everyone makes a big deal. I shouldn't say everyone. I don't know why people make a big deal if you get upset that somebody on a bike doesn't have a light. And you go, hey, you should have a light. Same as saying to someone, hey, you maybe should have some lights on your car if you're going to drive around in the middle of the night. It's common sense. Just throwing it out there. But what I'm saying is, set it up. Make it possible. Let it be known. You know, right now, everyone, you know, there's a whole population of people that want to ride their bikes. I'm sure they want to ride them appropriately. But after enough times of getting yelled at by drivers, having no official lanes in which to drive in, you know, you get tired of it. You don't want to fight that fight. You know, especially if you're not somebody who's living car free like I am, you know, where it's a choice, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know, someone who just wants to get from A to B. Is like, hey, my job's across town. I got to go to my job because, you know, I have myself and my family to support, whatever it is, whatever the situation. I'm just getting there. I want to go there. I want to do my job. I want to do my job well. And this is how I do it. You know what? I don't want to deal with the hassle. So, you know, screw car-free Brad and him getting upset that I ride on the sidewalks and this and that and the other thing. I don't care. I want to go to my job. And I appreciate that. That would probably be my exact attitude. If this was just like car, like just Brad, the guy who has to get to work and rides his bike blog, I'd probably be saying, hey, car-free Brad, you pretentious prick. Don't give me nonsense because I want to do the right thing. I want to go to work every day. I want to be a good employee. I want to do a good job. And I happen to go by bike. And I also don't want to deal with all the crap that has been thrown on me because I don't have bike lanes and all this other stuff in town. Don't put that on me, buddy. I can respect that. So that said, I feel like I just raved and ranted on something that I really wanted it to be a salute to that whole population. And I feel like I may have gotten a little off course. So we'll let that go. This is Car Free Radio. I'm Car Free Brad. You're listening on carfreebrad.com. And don't forget to go to the Kickstarter page. Check out Freight Farms. Donate. Make that happen. Only got 8 days left and a long way to go. So let's make that happen, and I'll appreciate it. And we'll be back in just a minute with maybe I'll sing a Christmas song or something. I don't know. It's Car Free Radio. It's carfreebrad.com. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't want to miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Will you, shawty, will you? Will you, shawty, will you? Will you, under the mistletoe? Everyone's gathering around the fire, chestnuts roasting like a hot July. I should be chilling with my folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming at night. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty with you, shawty with you. Merry, Merry Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year.
lights fill the streets, spend so much heat. I should be playing in the winter snow. I will be under the mistletoe. I don't want to miss out on the holiday. But I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow. I'ma be under the mistletoe.
Carfree Radio. It's Friday, December 23rd. You're listening to Carfree Radio on carfreebrad.com. I am your host, Carfree Brad. And yeah, we're about to wrap it up, mostly because I'm phoning this one in every sense of the word. I'm rushing it. I'm trying to eat a bowl of cereal. I've got a million different things going on. We've got 8 days left to raise, I don't know, what is it, $8,000 or something? For Freight Farms, in order to get this project off the ground, build the prototype at Clark, and really just, you know, blow this thing up, and, you know, I hate to be over exaggerate, but change the world. I mean, that's what we're looking at right here. Enough about that. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope everyone has a great Christmas. Let me. I just want to check in real quick because we are within the time frame. See who has backed in the last, who's been a backer of Freight Farms in the last, I'm guessing Wayne and Sarah have checked in. So I'll check the timestamps on those and see who might be in the running. Anyway, it's Carfree Radio. It's your host, Carfree Brad, and have a Merry Christmas.